There is a certain amount of confusion when it comes to Minhagei HaOmer. People confuse it together with the 3 weeks, the laws of 3 weeks. But this has nothing to do with the laws of 3 weeks. The laws of 3 weeks is basically for the tragedy of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Over there is much more restrictions exist. But over here is only limited amount. Let's say as far as listening to music would be one Nekuda that they have in common. But even over here, 100%, if there would be a case of simcha, such as Brit, or occasion of Bar Mitzvah on the day, or anything similar to this, when it comes to Mitzvah, would be 100% allowed for a person to listen to music. And the whole issue is, as we know, because of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, that he was able to be Zoche, to have 12,000 pair, which is 24,000 altogether, and they perished during 33 days, during the days of the Omer. So by Sefer Adim, the Minhag is up to the day of the 34th, in the morning. Niksad Hayom Kekulo. Once it reaches the morning, it's all over. So the limitation would be, one would be as far as the listening to music, even if it's not live, except Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is similar to Yom Tov, that a person is supposed to be the days of Simcha apply. So therefore it pushes off the Avelut for Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So Ba'al Ma'aseh, that would be one limitation. Second limitation would be getting haircut. That it only applies first of all by men and not by ladies. Again, during Chol HaMoed is prohibited anyway. You cannot get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. But afterwards, the limitation is because of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. So that only applies to men, not ladies, and applies to adults, not children. And also, let's imagine sometimes a person was Rahman al-Islam under a certain situation, I mean, we should never know, let's say Avel. And Avel, when it comes, Afilu, the days of Pesach, during Shloshim, he would not be allowed to take a haircut if it is Avelut for father or the mother. That means it does not cancel. The Shloshim is only applies for what? That up to 30 days, he cannot get a haircut or shave. He cannot cut his nails with using a scissor or nail cutter. He could cut it, let's say, with his teeth or with his fingers, but he cannot use an instrument to cut. So therefore, Avelut of Shloshim, if it's for parents, then the Pesach will not, or other Yamin Tovim would not cancel if it is for parents. If it would be for Chalil HaBechas, brother, sister, son, and a daughter, and a spouse, it would cancel. But so therefore, let's say somebody was Avel Barmina. So then comes the, you know, he would not be allowed to take a haircut beforehand. Before Pesach wasn't allowed, being that it was during Shloshim. So if it happens during this time, he would be allowed to get a haircut during the days of Omer, because he wasn't allowed to get a haircut prior to Pesach. So therefore, whenever it's going to be on the day of Shloshim, if it's for parents, again, it only applies for parents, because otherwise, the day of Pesach cancels it. So then, two people will tell him, listen, you have too much hair, go get a haircut. On any day of the days of the Omer, he would be allowed to take a haircut. Harav Ben Tzion Aba Shaul writes, because there is a certain machloket about this, it's better to take it on Friday, but officially speaking, would be allowed any day after the days of Pesach, it would be allowed for him to take it. Now, same thing would be Rahman al-Islam, somebody was in prison, etc. So that is second restriction. So the question is, what about beard? So lechatchila, those who can, officially also is supposed to be till the 34th. If he cannot, Rav Ovadia brings a heter every Friday. If it's going to be too much, he gives a heter also, you know, if a person officially cannot hold on to his beard, he would be allowed to get to shave his beard. That is, as I mentioned, next, regarding Sheikh Yan. If a person has to say Sheikh Yanu, he could. So he could say Shechiyana on new fruit during the week. On the suit, after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it says better to bury it on Shabbat. But again, this also, that's it. Officially, can I buy a new car? Yes. Can I buy a new house? Yes. Can I move to a new house? Yes. All these other aspects has nothing to do with Yemei HaSefira. If a person wants to lease, wants to buy, wants to go into contract, you're talking about Yemei HaOmer, these limitations do not exist. Some people, again, make a mistake and compare it to the 3 weeks. It has nothing to do with anything. These days is only limitation of music, limitation of dancing, if it's not for the sake of a mitzvah, limitation of wedding, that a person should really postpone it to the 34th day by Sephardim, by Ashkenazim, like Be'omer. Or they have another custom also. But I say, that's about it. Any other aspect doesn't apply. We should all be zuche that all the days we are giving avelut for Tamirim and Rabbi Akiva because of Shlo Nahagu Kavod Lazeh, the due respect that they are supposed to give to each other during these days, they did not behave properly. And Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, person is prior to accepting of the Torah. On the day of Shavuot, we have to work on Midot Tovot. We should all be zuche to be able to behave properly with respect with each other.